Or look at any of the women's magazines. There, as Bernard DeVoto once pointed out, advertising begins as poetry in the front pages and ends as pharmacopoeia and therapy in the back pages. The poetry of the front matter is the dream of perfect beauty. This is the baby's skin that must be hers. These the flawless teeth. This the perfumed breath she must exhale. This the 16-year-old figure she must display at 40, at 50, at 60, and forever. Once past the vaguely uplifting fiction and feature articles, the reader finds the other face of the dream in the back matter. This is the harness into which mother must strap herself in order to display that perfect figure. These the chin straps she must sleep in. This is the salve that restores all. This is her laxative. These are the tablets that melt away fat. These are the hormones of perpetual use. These are the stockings that hide varicose veins. Obviously, no half-sane person can be completely persuaded either by such poetry or by such pharmacopoeia and orthopedics. Yet someone is obviously trying to buy the dream as offered, and spending billions every year in the attempt. Clearly, the happiness market is not running out of customers. But what is it trying to buy?